Hey, ready? First off, I'd just like to thank the staff, the coaches, and especially the scouts for all their effort and energy they put into this every year. I'd like to recognize Jamal Stevenson for his leadership as he kind of guides us through the process all the way back when we had our first meetings in December, through our February meetings, and then as we all come together as one group and finalize our draft board. I feel very strong about this draft. I think the depth of this draft class, especially in some of the areas that we'll be looking at, are very significant, I think, through the mid-rounds. And for us to have an extra third and an extra fourth this year is going to pay dividends for us. Other thing I'd like to point out is just working and seeing Coach Shermer at the end of the season with the new offensive coaches coming in and sitting down with Coach Zimmer and Coach Shermer and identifying the traits that we're looking for on the offensive side of the ball and what's going to fit his scheme. I know we're very in tune to what we're looking for on a defensive side, and I think we feel very strongly that we can identify those players in this draft that are going to fit the specific skill set that we're going to need to perform in Coach Shermer's offense. So I think it'll be a big weekend for us. I know we're going to add a lot of quality players, and there'll be a lot of new faces going into this next season. So I'll open it up for questions.
Is it more of a challenge or less of a challenge when you don't have a first-round pick?
I wouldn't say if it's more or less. I think you approach every round, and we approach the board every way, the same way every year. So we put as much emphasis into the first round as we do into the fourth and fifth round. And I know probably over the weekend and finishing up yesterday, really honed in on the sixth, seventh rounders. I know I have to do a better job of college free agency. We will be much more aggressive in that area, something that we haven't been in the past. I know with how we planned our roster going into 17 and losing a lot of our backup-type vet players, that these young players from last year's draft class and this year's draft class coming in are going to have to play a significant role on this roster.
How about the quarterback position? How does that look to you in the draft overall?
Yeah, we looked at the quarterbacks. We didn't spend a lot of time on the first couple up there. We're going to treat the quarterback position just like any other position as we go down through the draft. And if there's, you know, we spent time on a lot of those guys. I know Kevin Stefanski, who's now coaching the quarterbacks, and Pat Shermer spent a lot of time down at the Senior Bowl. We spent a lot of time with them at the Combine. So, you know, I'm not going to say we're not going to take one, and we're going to take one. I think we will just see how the draft unfolds and who's there and who's not there.
Rick, when you talk about needing to fill in some of the depth and what have you, does that affect the draft from the standpoint that maybe you might be looking for some more ready-to-play players than maybe down-the-road guys or anything like that?
I think we're always, and we've always had the philosophy of just following our board. And I think where we're picking in the second round, we've already pounded it, and we're going to do it again this afternoon, the potential scenarios that are going to be looking at us. And whether that's, whatever position, we'll be prepared. We also talked about potentially any of those guys that may be developed in the first round for some reason falling to us in the second round. And is that may not be a need, but is that talent too great to pass up? Because he's going to eventually be on the field and would hopefully be able to come on the field early his rookie year if you're picking that high. So we're not going to box ourselves into saying, well, we have this need, so we have to take this position in this round. I think as you go down through the draft, you have to understand the depth of each position. So if you know potentially you can get a position in a fourth round that may equate to that same value in the third round, then you may wait and take that position in the fourth round. Where if you look at your draft board and you see the depth after the first seven or eight players is not there, then and they're equal in ability, then you're going to address a need that way. So you just really have to understand where the depth of each position is in this draft and where you can hold and where you know you have to probably take that position if it's on your draft board at that time and you have that evaluation on him.
Rick, you haven't hesitated in the past to move up into the first round to grab guys if you like them there. Do you see a scenario like that being playable, or do you need enough more guys so you want to hold on to some of those picks?
I think just looking at where this is, one, I think it's a pretty significant jump and pretty costly to go from where we're picking in the second round all the way back into the first.